Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are having a very informative conversation with Dr. Coley, who is from the Northwell Health Geriatrics Division. And we're talking about vaccinations. And Otto, we're going to send this to you to start off the conversation for this segment.
Well, yeah, one of the areas that I find to be confusing is it seems like whenever you get a flu shot, they ask you, did you have a pneumonia shot? So a lot of people don't know the answer to that. I had to go through, I'll name the name. I mean, I go to one of the national drug chains for my shots, all right? Fortunately, they do keep a record, and I do know, but they didn't have it all. So I had to go back to my doctor to find out what they had as far as when I had my shots, because frankly, I do not remember. So anyhow, the point I'm getting at is, what's the story as far as the pneumonia shot is concerned, particularly for seniors, you know, geriatric group? Should you be doing that? How often? Is it a lifetime thing when you get a pneumonia shot, or do you need to do it every so often? Maybe just give us a little rundown on that.
For sure. So let me just start off by saying what the pneumonia vaccines entail. So there's the pneumococcal bacteria that is covered by these pneumococcal bacteria can cause pneumonia very commonly, but it can also cause meningitis, and if in severe cases can lead to death, so which is why the pneumonia vaccines are very important. And the high-risk group are people age 65 and older. That's why every doctor emphasizes for you to get the vaccines. So the vaccines that help prevent against the pneumococcal disease, they work very, very well. The first one is the Prevnar, which is a PCV13. And the other one is Pneumovax, which is PPSV23. Both of these vaccinations are recommended for all adults 65 and older. Both of them, yes.
You can have them both.
But no, so I'll tell you when you can have them. So right. They're both recommended. So the first one that we recommend that you get is the Prevnar, which is the PCV13, followed by the Pneumovax, which is the PPSV23, and 6 to 12 months after the first vaccine. Okay. Patients who are 65 and older who have already received the Pneumovax, which is the 23, the PPSV23, they can get the Prevnar a year later from that vaccine. So I'll tell you which patients end up getting the Pneumovax before. For example, some health diseases, like if you have diabetes, or if you have end-stage renal disease, or if you're a smoker, your doctor, or other conditions that your doctor may determine that you need the Pneumovax first before you've turned 65, then you may get that pneumonia vaccine, depending on what the doctor thinks that you need. So if, say, you turn 65 and you've already gotten the Pneumovax, the Pneumovax vaccine, which is the PPSV23, then a year later, you can get the Prevnar, which is the 13. The ideal schedule is you should get the Prevnar first and the Pneumovax later. But if you've already gotten the Pneumovax before you've turned 65 for some reason, then you can get the Prevnar a year later from that vaccine whenever you've turned 65. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Now, you can get these shots the same as flu shots. You can get them in national...
That's what I'll tell you. Right, absolutely. Yeah. You can get... So where you can get them, they're available at the pharmacies, at people's workplaces, at the community health centers, health departments, and a lot of the local communities will hold some sometimes, like at the school or religious centers, you can get them too. I think 311 would be the ideal choice. But you can also go to CDC website. And they, you can get it. They'll be able to tell you where you can get it. And just so you know, Medicare Part B covers 100% cost of both the pneumococcal vaccines.
Now, suppose, okay, I got these two shots. Right. Do I have to get it again in some period of time, or am I good for life with that?
So these two are good for life. So once you get the PCV13 and the PPSV23, that's all you need. If you're high risk, like for certain diseases, then your doctor may have a conversation with you if you need to get the Prevnar again. But for general, most populations, just those two is all you need.
Unfortunately, I know a number of people who are no longer here because of pneumonia. And a typical scenario for older people is they fall, they break something, and they end up in the hospital, yeah. And they end up with pneumonia. Does this type of shot minimize the possibility that you would get pneumonia in that kind of scenario?
So, yes. So this, most of this is actually the pneumococcal vaccines are for community-based people. They cover the pneumococcal bacteria. If you are in the hospital, there are other bacteria that are in the hospital and you can get those as well. It depends. It depends what type of infection that you get for that pneumonia. If the infection is the most common, which is a pneumococcal bacteria, then this vaccine will help prevent you from getting it. But like you said, if you're in the hospital and you get a hospital-acquired pneumonia, it may or may not be a pneumococcal bacteria. If it is a pneumococcal bacteria, then yes, this vaccine will help protect against it. But if by any chance you get one of the other hospital-acquired bacteria, then this vaccine won't be able to help. This vaccine covers the most common cause of pneumonia, which is why it's given to everybody, but it gets a little tricky when you're in the hospital because those bugs are different and pretty severe.
Okay.
You know, I want to just follow up with what Otto was saying there. Doesn't this shot, in my mind, and I'm listening to the both of you, and you know, and I know Otto does his homework, doesn't it make more sense for this shot to be administered and then monitored via a doctor than the drugstore? It just confuses me that I'm going to walk in and get it, and then I'm going to mark my calendar for 10 months or 12 months, and they're going to give it to me again.
So what happens? Yeah, that's a very good question, actually. So what I would recommend that whenever you go, say you go to a pharmacy get this pneumonia vaccine, they usually give you a paper that tells you that you've gotten this vaccine from that place. I would take that to my doctor if I haven't gotten it from my doctor, because they will have the record of when you've taken it. I know that in our geriatric clinic, if a patient comes to us and they tell us that, doc, I got this vaccine at my senior center, we document in our health EMR that this patient has gotten this vaccine at this date, and then the next vaccine, if they want to come get it from us, we know that we need to get it at this date. So I think that no matter where you get it, you should keep your doctor involved, so everyone can be on the same page and it'll be less work for you.
I think the drug chain that I use to get shots, I actually communicates the information to my doctor.
That's
so
perfect.
They have the record, like especially nowadays when they use like My Chart or whatever, all of that is on your portal, if you will. And so the communication, I'd say with a major company like that is clear. I don't know about the others, but I agree with what the doctor said. You know, take a copy, you get a receipt that tells you what you did, give it to the doctor and they put it on your record.
Right,
but otherwise,
that was my point, because too many people go out and they self-medicate and self-diagnose, and then all of a sudden they're gonna sit down with doctor and you'll say, oh, I did that 3 months ago, but you didn't tell me you did that 3 months ago. Oh, and I did that a month before that. It's like, well, you should have taken 6 months. You know, because I don't know if the pharmacy is that attentive on questioning you. I mean, I've gotten drugs from the pharmacy that sometimes they don't bother to ask. And my wife is the one, she'll read it and she'll say, you're not supposed to take A with B. Why did they just get, I said, I don't know, they gave it to me. So then she'll call my doctor and they'll say, no, they were supposed to cancel it, you know, whatever it is. But so therefore you do need the quarterback, so to speak, to turn around and say, Otto, this is not the time. Wait 3 more months and get the next shot.
Well,
you know, that's because we are not the professionals in this field. You know, we need people like you, doctor, to tell us what to do and when to do it, ultimately.
But what we've said many times is you need to be engaged in your own health management.
Right.
And either you or somebody in your family has to be involved, in my opinion, because you can't count on all the, you have all kinds of different people who you could get involved with, and they may not all know what the other's doing or whatever. It's complicated.
Yeah. And everybody has a different opinion, too, at the end of the day, which we've all come across that, too. So, you know, too many people, especially, and sometimes I do find fault, like at a senior center, you're sitting at the table, and I'm going to tell you, Otto, what, don't take that, take this. Well, what do I know? You know, it may
yeah,
have
but worked. But I saw it on the internet.
The right thing to do.
I saw it on the internet, John.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Oh,
it's gotta be, it's
that
gotta
diagnosis,
be true.
I love those. You know, somebody told me they had to have surgery. You have to have surgery. Why? We have time for a quick story. My mother-in-law is fine, but 7 or 8 years ago, she was in a terrible, terrible car accident, broke her legs and different things, was put back together, and she's fine. We drove to the hospital that night to be with her, and the doctor, doctor's talking to her, and he says, any other conditions you have? And she says some condition. I don't remember what it was. It makes no difference. And he says, what do you have? And she says it again to him. And he looks at my wife and he looks at me and he says, who told you this? And she says, Dr. ABC. And he says, where does he practice? And my mother-in-law says, oh, he told me on the radio. Everybody was like, oh no. And the poor woman is almost delirious after a terrible accident, but she heard it on the radio and she's telling the doctor she has this condition. And he just, it was a comedy in the middle of a very bad situation that turned out fine as time went on. But people go by that. They listen to the radio, they see it on TV, a commercial, and then they need to have that particular drug. That's, you know,
they don't
doesn't always work that way, right, Otto?
Well, they don't realize some of it is a commercial and they're pushing a product, some super pill that'll take care of everything.
It's very important to keep your doctor involved in the medication, especially the medications that the geriatric population takes, because a lot of these medications, they interfere with each other and can cause serious harm. So especially supplements that you might think are okay to take, I would even suggest to bring that over to your doctors and make sure that it's okay to take them with, if you're on blood thinners or certain heart medications. Those are the one of the most important ones that they affect. So especially good to keep your doctor involved with that care.
This is a different, I'm sorry, but this is a different thing. But philosophically, you talk, share with your doctor. One of the problems some of the people in my category have is they're afraid to tell a doctor what's really going on. They don't have an open dialogue and they don't want to look like they're telling a doctor what to do. I encourage seniors, please do not be afraid of your doctor. Tell them what you're thinking, because otherwise they don't know. It's like being a veterinarian dealing with a dog. I mean, a dog can't tell you, but a person can.
You know, I'm going to have to put you on hold, and I'm going to come back to that as soon as we recommence. But right now we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.